The Bush administration has nominated a controversial young lawyer to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor campaigned for Mr. Bush and has a reputation for challenging the role of federal courts in state affairs. He also has stood up for religious expression in public institutions. Critics say his judgeship could threaten federal protections. National civil rights activists oppose his nomination, but Pryor is drawing support from both Republicans and Democrats in his home state. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
When Bill Pryor became Alabama's attorney general in 1997, he was just 34 years old, the youngest attorney general in the country. He was appointed to fill out the term of Jeff Sessions, who had just been elected to the U.S. Senate. Pryor had been a deputy attorney general under Sessions, now a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee and one of Pryor's biggest supporters.
I can't think of a person I know who has better qualities and better character for a federal judge. He has a brilliant legal mind and a commitment and love for the law. He's really special.
Pryor grew up in Mobile, attending the parochial schools of his Roman Catholic faith. Later, at Tulane Law School in New Orleans, he was editor of the Law Review and went on to clerk for the late federal judge John Minor Wisdom on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. It was at Tulane where his legal philosophy started to take shape. He was a founding member of the campus chapter of the Federalist Society, a conservative legal group that advocates rolling back the reach of federal courts, and today is a principal architect of the Federalist movement. Throughout his career, Pryor has argued against federal intervention in what he considers the state's domain. For instance, before the U.S. Supreme Court in 2000, he defended Alabama's use of the electric chair.
It remains a method that is instantaneous and painless, and substantial deference should be given to the legislatures of the states in choosing that option.
He won another Supreme Court case that found the Americans with Disabilities Act doesn't apply to state employees. Pryor has cited federal intrusion on states' rights to argue against part of the Voting Rights Act and enforcement of the Clean Air Act. It stems from his strict interpretation of the Constitution, according to Birmingham attorney Lee Cooper, a former president of the American Bar Association.
I would say his judicial philosophy would be let the legislature make the law and not the courts make the law.
Federalism aside, Pryor is perhaps best known for his religious positions. He's a staunch abortion foe and has been critical of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. In a recent Friend of the Court brief in a Texas case, he likened homosexual acts to prostitution, necrophilia, and incest. Pryor has defended the posting of a Ten Commandments monument in the Alabama Supreme Court, a case now pending before the appeals court to which he has been nominated. And he battled with the ACLU in a school prayer case from Alabama.
If the valedictorian is given the podium and the stage because they've made the best grades in that school and they're told you can say anything you want except any religious things, then they're violating the First Amendment. They're violating that student's free speech rights.
Attorney Jay Sekulow worked with Pryor on the school prayer case and others. He's chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, a public interest law firm founded by Pat Robertson. Sekulow believes Pryor will bring balance to the appeals court, particularly in cases involving the separation of church and state.
Bill takes an accommodationist view of church-state separation. That is, he believes that government can acknowledge the religious heritage of America, for instance, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, I think, would be a perfect example, without running afoul of the Constitution.
But what conservative activists call balance, liberal groups see as a dangerous agenda worth fighting over.
I see a titanic battle over Pryor's nomination.
Nan Aaron is president of the Alliance for Justice, a national association of civil rights advocacy groups.
Many of Bush's appellate nominees have troubling records on a handful of issues. With Pryor, there is something to offend virtually every constituency in the country.
His critics argue that a Pryor judgeship would jeopardize federal protections in a circuit where federal courts have traditionally guaranteed basic rights, starting with the right to vote. Mobile civil rights lawyer Hank Cadell.
If you had to go out and design a candidate for a judicial appointment who would be most destructive to the areas of civil rights, environmental protection, separation of church and state, reproductive rights, you would be hard-pressed to come up with any candidate other than Bill Pryor.
But Senator Sessions denies Pryor's nomination as part of any effort to curtail federal courts.
I do not believe he will bring a political agenda to the court. I believe his agenda will be focused exclusively on enhancing the rule of law.
Sessions acknowledges Pryor's Senate confirmation hearing is likely to be heated, but don't expect his protege to get into the same racial quagmire that Sessions did when his nomination to a federal judgeship was thwarted. Some of Alabama's most powerful black Democrats are behind Pryor's nomination. They give him credit for defending the state's majority black congressional district when it was challenged by Republicans, and his work to end Alabama's long-standing constitutional ban on interracial marriage. Pryor was reelected with the largest majority of any statewide candidate in Alabama, and among those supporting his nomination to the federal bench are prominent Democrats, like Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals Judge Sue Bell Cobb.
He is truly, in my opinion, one of the most righteous elected officials that we have in the state. I don't necessarily agree with him on every issue, but I am confident that when he arrived at his decision, that he did it through an intellectually honest method.
But the question is whether Pryor can make the transition from hardline ideologue to dispassionate judge of federal law, says Richard Cohen, general counsel of the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery.
I think it's important for people to understand that Bill is not just a smart lawyer. He's a smart lawyer who's had an agenda. And the question is, do we want to have people on the bench who got there because of their agendas?
Cohen says it's no coincidence that the Bush administration selected the 40-year-old Pryor, who, if confirmed, might shape the 11th Circuit for at least the next 30 years. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery, Alabama.